so crazy, y'all.
It's really wild.
So wild.
We're going to get to y'all in a minute. We're going to let this rock out for a little bit. You know what I'm saying? Yo, that this kind of messed my week up, man.
A little bit. A little bit. I mean, she was older, but not that old.
Before we get into that, all right, yo.
Before we say anything,
it's not that serious. The podcast is Big Mike
LZ.
And before we say any other thing else on this fucking podcast, we are going to say one thing. We are going to say rest in peace to the Queen of Soul, to the legend, the genius, the queen, the goddess, Aretha Franklin. She passed today. She had what, pancreatic cancer, you said?
Yeah, they said she had pancreatic cancer. I didn't know she was sick, though. But I knew she had lost a lot of weight.
I didn't know she was sick either.
But I didn't know she was sick, so that was kind of sad to hear. But because they said apparently she started like canceling shows, you know, here and there. Mm-hmm. And she just couldn't perform the same way, you know, she used to, so...
Yeah, like, and then a couple days ago, they said she, like, just was in the hospital sick, and then that's...
Yeah, they said she was gravely ill. I was like, what?
Gravely ill?
It seemed like it was out of nowhere, but obviously it wasn't. Yeah. You know, she probably just kept it from a lot of people. Yeah. So, I mean, a lot of people don't want to be seen like that.
So she passed away today just in her home in Detroit.
Yep.
It's crazy.
It sucks to see the legends go. Like, they just be dropping. And, like, it sucks. That's all.
You know what makes me think? It makes me think, like, all right, bet. Mm-hmm. The legends are, like, slowly fading away. Like, look at who we've lost at this point.
Mm-hmm.
Michael Jackson.
Prince. Nigga.
Ray Charles.
Fucking.
Aretha. Today.
It's just too many.
There's plenty others.
What was the lead singer from Earth, Wind & Fire?
David Ruffin?
No. What?
Is that a completely different person?
No.
Fucking up?
His name is Maurice. His last name is slipping.
Where the fuck is David Ruffin from?
David Ruffin is... not Earth, Wind & Fire. Now you're making me draw a blank. Now you're making me feel like an uncultured swine. Oh my gosh.
Did I do a bad
The Temptations,
thing?
Nigga. Oh,
did I do a
gosh.
Bad thing?
You made a stinky. you made a poopy.
I made a boo boo.
You made a boo boo.
Oh, man.
Now I gotta look at Earth, Wind & Fire. But it's just so many, like. And then you have other people like Gerald LaVert, and just like so many people who.
Just
were
going, just, man.
Maurice White, that was his name. RIP to him. But I don't know, man.
I saw a tweet or like earlier today that made me think, like, damn, like, we're getting to a point where all our quote unquote legends are gone, and we are that generation now that's got to step up and be the quote unquote legends that we've looked up to.
Yep.
And that's like crazy. Like,
yeah, like the people who are still coming up, or not even coming up now. I mean, the people who've been in the game, like people like Usher.
Yeah.
Like, people like that who are going to go down as legends once they get older. So, like...
Usher's legacy might have been tainted with this herpes shit, bro.
That wasn't even true, though. It really wasn't true. It was not... That wasn't true. It was funny to hear, but it wasn't true. That shit was fake.
Usher was letting that shit burn.
Nah, that shit was fake. That was fake. Usher's been through a lot, man. Like, remember he had a stepchild that like drowned. Did you hear about that?
What?
Mm-hmm. I believe he was in a pool or something like that. It was a child. I don't know if it was his child. I forget whose child it was, but it was a child that was related to him. It was a little boy. And he like drowned in a pool. So I mean, yeah, you've been through a lot, and that he ain't deserve that.
No, I mean, nobody.
He made confessions. All right. Let's put a hold
you,
on.
You're forgiving of a lot of niggas with good R&B music.
I mean, niggas be making great music. I like that shit's crazy, man. Not everybody can do what they do, man.
Yeah,
not everybody has that talent.
Yeah, okay.
Not everybody got that gift. I mean, not everybody can make a confessions.
Yeah.
Not everybody can make a happy people you saved me.
We're not gonna do that. We're not doing that. It's too early. We're not even 5 minutes.
Not everybody can make a double up.
You're not gonna
a double up.
My God. The only thing he's doubled up on is on these charges. We're not defending. It's not. It's barely 5 minutes in.
If you know, you know.
No. But all in all, man, rest in peace, Aretha Franklin, man. It's really sad.
Yeah.
She was a really influential person on music.
Man, just the way she carried herself. Especially, she's a diva.
She's one of the OG divas. Queen of Shade. Yep. Yo, iconic. The Queen of Shade, when they asked her. Did you see that interview where they asked her? They was like, "Yo, just name the first thing that comes to mind when I tell you about these singers." Dude was said, "Oh, Adele." She was like, "Oh, great singer, young singer, really talented." Then he said, "Alicia Keys, young, talented, great writer." Then he said, "Taylor Swift, great gowns, beautiful gowns."
I do remember that.
I was like, hey, yes.
Hey, Mariah Carey got it from Aretha Franklin.
No, man.
But she'll never be what Aretha was. Let's just put that out there right now. But
we still love you, Mariah.
We do. Mariah got a little weird, though. She had like a weird spell.
She's a fucking nut.
She is. She's nutty. Like, she's very nutty. She's like too into herself. She's like too much of
anybody. Anybody who willingly lets Nick Cannon nut inside of them are nuts. Something not right with you.
Voluntarily. Her record of Nick Cannon and Eminem, and then they started beefing. Remember how weird that was? And they were dissing each other.
Bro, she dressed up as Eminem.
In a video, yeah.
In a video. She's a weirdo.
It was crazy.
She's a fucking weirdo.
Why are you so obsessed with me? That song was a banger, though. It's a pretty good song.
And then she made it, "Why Are You So Obsessed with Me?" But the whole time we're looking at it like, you're the one that looks like you're obsessed with him.
You're
a little
crazy right now. You're dressed up like him.
You're doing a lot.
Like, and she didn't even look like him either. She had like a weird goatee. Like,
bro, you put on a South Pole hoodie to look like this nigga.
She put on a UPS uniform and was like, "I'm Eminem." Like,
you put on a whole USPA fit.
I don't know.
What put on some Carhartt jeans.
Yo, remember, you ever see the videos when they take her actual audio from her Christmas concert?
Oh, God.
And, like, they take off, like, the sound. They say they take off the soundtrack. Oh, man.
It is not.
Her vocal cords are shot. Man.
It's a bad look, man.
It's a horrible look. And she has a nerve. And she be getting up there all drunk and shit. She just crashed and burned.
It's not good. It's not like them glitter days, baby.
Nah, it's not. You know what?
Them glitter days is long gone.
If Mariah Carey was a singer back in, like, the early 50s, she definitely would have been on, like, heavy cocaine.
She's on heavy cocaine now.
But back then it was like easier to tell. Like, you ever seen like James Brown back in the day and all them niggas? Like, the niggas was clearly high out of their minds. Yeah. Like, come on, baby, come on, Jack. Like, what the fuck?
The niggas was like, that's the only way you make up lyrics like that. You're high as shit.
Little Richard was on stage talking some bullshit, bro.
That nigga did a line that was like,
and nobody thought
that's
twice.
That's the only way.
Like, man, that nigga hot.
No, he said it.
You know what, bro? That's probably the equivalent of these young niggas to these little kids now.
Yeah.
Because all the young niggas are on
lean and Zans and shit.
These niggas need
back
that.
Back then it was the booger sugar.
That booger sugar, baby.
Oh, my God.
That's when doing heroin was kind of normal.
Yeah, that was like.
The hot spoon was the new thing.
The motherfucking Demi.
Yeah. Come on, Jack. I know you heard of them cigarettes and that cocaine, but have you heard of that heroin?
That motherfucking black tie, baby.
Black tie. Yo, how did Ray
Charles...
Put
that in your face, it goes a
wop bam boom. Wop bam boom. How did Ray Charles figure out how to do drugs?
How did he see?
How did he figure that out?
You know what it does?
Because remember, like, in when Jamie Foxx was playing, he was doing hard drugs.
First of all, the nigga's blind.
That's what I'm saying.
He's just trusting whatever he's putting in his veins. I'll be selling that nigga vials of water.
giving him a big ass bottle of Fiji, like, yeah, that'll be $39,000, nigga.
Yeah, cash you rich, only. You rich motherfucker.
Like, come on, bro.
I'll be giving that nigga vials of Jergens lotion, nigga. Shoot that up your veins, you blind fuck. You're blind.
Oh, my God.
He must have some trusted ass.
Who was around him?
First of all,
you want to talk about Yes Man.
Yes Man. He had to have niggas buy the heroin for him.
You want to talk about Yes Man?
He's like, nah, man. Ray only likes the black tar, the purest. The purest of Cambodian smack.
The purest of Cambodian smack.
Oh, man. He had to really trust niggas.
That shit straight from Colombia. Man.
I'll give that nigga hella flu shots.
And then you got the sniffles for 10 years.
He ain't never had a cold. I need somebody to Google how many colds has Ray Charles had. Rest in peace, Ray Charles.
Oh, man.
That nigga had the tightest immune system. Those niggas antibodies were all fleek.
That nigga hella vaccines. That nigga ain't never had chicken pox.
Hell no. That nigga was anti-polioed up, nigga. Because you know that was the shit back then.
Yo, that was
polio was the shit back in the day.
Oh man, we have gone off the rails.
That nigga was looking back like shit, nigga. All these niggas dying of polio. All he doing is singing Georgia on My Mind.
Niggas' legs weak as shit. Not Ray.
Niggas melted at the waist. Not Ray. Nope.
Oh my God. We sure do make sure people can't listen to this shit out loud.
Hell no. This is earbud only content right here.
Oh my God. This is Audible Pornhub.
Oh man. This is like when you get a nude in the middle of the day.
You're like, oh, shit.
Yo, nigga, I was at work today, and I was trying to I was on one of the movie sites trying to watch a movie, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know if it's because I watch so much porn in my downtime, and the ads just assimilate to what I do.
Oh, yeah, your cookies. You gotta delete your cookies, my nigga.
I gotta delete the cookies?
Yeah, your cookies.
Because I'm trying to watch School Days from Spike Lee.
Did you mean Whole Days?
Nah, School Days. Right? Really? Dean Big Brother Almighty. G5G. That School
Big
Days.
Big Brother Almighty.
Motherfucking.
And what, you got a pop-up?
I got a pop-up of some hentai. And I don't even watch hentai. That much. But nah, it was like an ad of like cartoons, motherfucking what, dildo dude, shit. I'm like, yo.
Like some unrealistically big titties.
Yeah, anime titties.
Like with a tail and a dick. Like, what is going on? Why do you have a tail and whiskers?
Where's this octopus coming from?
That is definitely the weirdest genre of porn. Yeah, like, yeah. Check your surroundings
go,
once in a while.
Go home.
I know you're pretty focused, but just look at the ad.
You don't gotta get into it. But just Google hentai. See how weird that shit gets.
That shit is crazy.
I've never seen so many squids get it on. Squids. Everything has to have tentacles.
That shit is crazy. It's just very weird, and the breast size is ridiculous. It's about the size
phenomenal.
Of and they have whiskers, tails. Some of them are transgendered. It's weird. They have polka dots and leopard print.
Nigga, imagine if motherfucking Pikachu had a big ass dick. That's hentai.
In a nutshell.
They'll have, you ever see the ones where they be having, like, the cartoons?
I was just about to say, oh my God, they got Megan and Lois.
Megan Lois sucking Peter's dick.
Oh,
whoa!
Who's making this?
Why the fuck is Stewie blowing Herbert? This isn't right.
There it is. There it is.
Goes the dynamite.
motherfucking, that shit makes no sense.
They got Cleveland Brown digging down Meg.
Like, who's fantasizing?
Yeah, this? Who's
fantasizing?
Is putting pin to paper.
I don't get it.
Nigga, you know what you got to do for that? You know how big...
Where do you start?
Stop. Do you know how big horny you have to be?
Oh, my God. You got to be a fucking horn.
You got to be... That's a horny level.
Yeah, that's...
That is yet to be described.
The horny levels are over 9,000.
Let's walk through this. I really want to... I want to examine this. To create hentai, right? And cartoon porn. You have to draw it.
Yeah.
And draw it.
Yeah.
And draw it.
And then you got to, like, color it in.
And color it in, but still draw it.
And then you got to animate it.
You had to put it through a computer program.
And then you're going to mess up because nobody's perfect.
You had to go back and be like, damn. God. You had to go through a review and edit process. And at no part do you stop and think, I'm drawing
fucking...
What the
fuck am I doing?
Brian Griffin.
Sticking his dick in the fucking...
Sticking his doggy wee-wee.
Into fucking Bob Burger's wife.
It's a fucking...
What am I doing?
Yeah, yo. Why?
It's a Tina Belcher.
What? Why is Tina Belcher sucking Bart Simpson off? Why am I doing this? That's what she's about to bust. Oh, this man, is just
Flanders in the back like, oh, good googly moogly. He's about to spray his noodly boogly.
Googly doodly, I'm about to spray all my boobly. I'm about to spray it on your doodlies. Nigga, it's horrible. They're drawing this in on their computer program.
Yeah.
They're rasterizing it. They're fixing it over and over.
Yeah. And then it has to render.
They have to render. They have to sit through a rendering process. We render this podcast, it'd be 20 minutes. We'd be about to die.
I'm about to die.
Nigga, you got to render a 44 minutes of motherfucking Simpsons cheek clapping. You're going to be there at least 45 minutes.
That's disgusting.
And you're riding with that idea the whole way.
Oh, man.
Man.
You got to be different for that.
Different.
Which brings us to the fact that 2018,
yeah,
well, the summer of 2018, has by far been the horniest summer ever.
Horniest summer ever.
I don't know what got into you niggas and you women, but there has to be a line drawn in the vagina. Somewhere.
Sand.
Sand. In the semen.
Now,
has to be drawn.
Why? Why do we say this? Man. For those of you who are not on Twitter actively and, you know, you haven't seen this.
I don't even know how you found this podcast, to be honest, if that's the case.
Honestly. But here we are. It's just been, all right, let's just say, all right. Mm-hmm. So we are both active on Twitter very heavily. Mm-hmm. It's just been this summer, especially within the last month and a half.
Yeah.
It has been a lot of, you know, shot shooting.
Yeah, a lot
of that. But to the extreme degrees.
As far as one tweet saying...
Hold on. We're going to go through a few of these tweets. Well,
yeah, that's true. But that was just one I thought off the top.
Go ahead.
As far as shot shooting... this man quoted one girl's selfie and said, DM me or I'm going to kill myself. That is... He threatened his own life.
No emoji to make it light. No, he just flat out said, DM me or I will murder myself.
Commit homicide on my own body.
I will take my life. So we're gonna read a few of our favorites of the hashtag horniest summer ever.
I'll give his name. I'll give him a nice little shout out. His name is Good Miad. So Good MIAD Miad. This is a pretty good thread here.
He put together a thread of the horniest summer ever,
and people were just lobbing stuff.
This first one is a doozy. This girl posts a selfie. It captures it, and yes, I got the booty to match. Now, username @ChickenColeman decides to respond to that respond to that selfie by saying, "Well, take a shit on me then." That's it.
Well,
there is no LOL.
None whatsoever. There's one. It's just a picture of a girl on a Dell laptop, and somebody just busted a nut all over the screen.
It's a screen. It's a picture. It's a
fucking selfie. It's a regular selfie. There's no skin showing. It's just her face, and there's just a bunch of nut on this Dell. I don't know. I really don't know what got into these niggas, bro.
It's more. Oh, no, no. Oh, no, no, no. There's more. I'd fuck the stuffing out that CQ Minaj chick.
The stuffing? And she's the one that posted it. I just don't understand. Whatever porn star hits Renner, please don't fuck around. Wreck her.
Wreck her.
I don't.
Some girl tweeted, "Butthole nudes going on sale for New Year's. Use promo code at new booty at the checkout." Somebody replied, "You serious? Cause I'd cop one if you are."
Oh my gosh, bro.
There's more.
Oh man, one. This one was on Instagram. The guy said, "Oh my gosh, whatever her name was, you sexy goddess. That forehead is a nut station."
Nigga said, "Girl, take a selfie." A dude replies, "Take a steamy hot shit on my face."
Another iPad with a selfie and a bunch of semen on it. This is all in the same thread. Like, this is just. I'm trying to find my favorite one.
This nigga said,
"Hilarious." I'm gonna find.
This one dude said, "Pussy feels so good. I be thinking about getting one sometimes."
Well, let me find my favorite one. Okay.
"When you eat her pussy and can smell what she ate for lunch."
Did that one.
And then oh, you think it was just the men? Oh no, no,
that was the women.
The ladies are horny too. At Molly Ringwald.
Oh man.
Not the actor from Breakfast Club. Uh-huh. Ringwald. Ringwald. "I googled sexy African men, and I'm pretty sure I got his whole modeling catalog. I spritzed the sweat from his ass on my hair."
What? You see the one with, she said, "Whoever has my voodoo doll, just blow in the butthole a little bit."
Yes. Another dude said, quoting that some girl selfie, "I would have put my grandma in the walls of Jericho to taste that thing."
All right, this is my favorite one. "Being single is cool until my veining, throbbing brown cock gets rock solid and lusts for tight, wet, juicy coochie lips to engulf it." That is one
so tweet. Descriptive.
It's a little too descriptive.
Another girl, a selfie, another thirsty reply. What did the reply say? I'll say it now. And I quote, "I'd cut my dick off if it meant she would suck it."
Oh, this is not, this is my favorite one. I lied. This one was sent to someone on Snapchat. It reads, quote, "Damn, Ma, you thick with two C's. Shit, I'm trying to tell you straight up. I'm 6'5", bummy broke, and I wear a size 15 shoe. Wet emoji, eggplant. Even if you got a hula hoop pussy, it don't even matter because the size of my dick makes anything right. You feel me? One dose of this dick and you'll be receiving disability checks. Because this dick game retarded on some Forrest Gump type shit. 100 emoji with the eggplant with the stop hand. I'm trying to bruise your butthole. What's up, wink face?"
This is a screenshot of a series of DMs that a gentleman has sent a young lady to no reply. Oh, these are all DMs from this guy with no reply. "You might as well give me your mom's number since you don't want to talk." Another DM. "Keep ignoring me and I'll eat your pussy 10 times more passionately." "Okay then, dickhead." "Cuddle my dick to sleep." And then finally, "Just reply, we can talk clean."
Like, there's something wrong with a lot of niggas.
Yo.
There's something wrong with a lot of niggas, bro. You have to.
You niggas, man.
Niggas have to draw a line and say, "You know what? She's not responding to me. Let me just stop."
This nigga said, cuddle my dick to sleep.
Cuddle my dick to sleep. But before that, he said, just give me your mom's number since you're playing.
Now, that was funny.
That's wild.
I'm surprised
I didn't get her.
I find the humor in that.
I'm surprised he didn't get her with that one.
I find that. Now, look at this. Another tweet. I wish I could destroy her cheeks to smithereens at the top of the hour, but there's nothing to drain the silence of her sweet nectar. A girl replied, it's 9:46 and the power is still out. Go to bed. Yeah. To which he replied, let me pipe, please. I will pay cash in hand. I'll do anything. I swear. You name it.
Yo. There's just something wrong with these people, bro.
It's been a lot of horniness. And
and these are all from this year, too. That's the...
It's been this year.
Well, actually, not even this year. About the past 2 months.
It's been incredible. It's been wild. And I want to know what's wrong with you niggas, man. What is going on in the?
I don't think I've ever been that horny to the fact where I was just on the timeline. Wow. I ain't
been that horny. I can relate. You see the wild things I used to. Yeah. Not that wild.
Not that wild. Yeah. At least you had some decency.
I had some wit.
Some self pride. You weren't on here like saying, please, I'll pay you.
No, I wasn't offering money. That nigga said, I will pay cash in hand. That nigga said, I will trick openly. Please.
Yeah, I don't.
Please take this money from me.
One DM says, I want to hug you while I'm wearing a diaper. There's just something wrong with a lot of these niggas out here.
What else? What else we got going on? Horny. That.
I don't know. I guess speaking of something wrong with these niggas, something wrong with fucking Safari and Nicki Minaj.
Yeah, that was a phenomenal transition. That was
retarded.
Them niggas is ill. She's ill. He's ill. Them niggas were made. You know what? They were. I know why they lasted for together. So long. They're two dweebs in fucking dork heaven. That's a match made in dork heaven.
I feel like they would end up back together now.
They.
It wouldn't shock me.
I wouldn't be. You know what?
Somebody tell Nicki that I miss her. it wouldn't shock me because they're just really like they're the same person.
Yeah,
they're just both really whack.
If you gave motherfucking Nicki Minaj a Jamaican pipe, Safari. There we go.
Same thing.
Same flow.
Same person.
Same personality.
Same style.
Same corniness. Yeah.
Did you listen to her album though?
I did not.
Yeah, I did.
How was it?
It was better than what I thought it would be because I had very, very low expectations.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't really know if that's a slight to her. I don't know. I mean, the album itself was okay.
Mm-hmm. That's what I heard. I heard okay.
It's okay. It's definitely the best album that I've heard from her. As of lately. I mean, I don't listen to Nicki Minaj like that. Mm-hmm. But I think the Pink Print was really good. But this is probably the best thing since the Pink Print. I don't know when that came out though. But
a long time ago.
A minute ago. So, but like once I went back to the album, I was like, I guess there's only like 3 songs that I would actually listen to.
Mm-hmm.
But for the most part, I couldn't really hate on the album because it's not terrible. Now, there are some songs on it that are just bad. Like, the one song that she has with Foxy Brown is fucking horrible.
I heard Foxy Brown was really bad on that.
Wasn't she deaf at one point?
I think she's still deaf.
She must be, because I don't think she heard what the fuck she was saying.
Damn.
It was that bad. I'm like, yo, what is going on? The beat was horrible, Nicki was horrible, and Foxy was horrible. It was just all bad. They should have left that shit off. But the funny thing about this album is the fact that she put Fifi on the bonus version.
You know why she did that?
Because she needed the sales.
Yes.
She needed it. That's not even her song. It's 6ix9ine.
Her projections weren't really good at all. Mm-hmm. So she said, I'm going to put this
Fifi platinum song on here.
Yeah, and get the streams up. We're not.
Yeah.
So they said her previews. Okay. She's projected to sell 135 to 150K
mm-hmm.
in the first week.
Mm-hmm.
Now, as a frame of reference,
mm-hmm.
Cardi B
Didn't she do half?
Cardi B sold 255,000 in the first week.
Sheesh.
Now, that's just frame of reference.
Yeah.
So.
And that's just Cardi B.
That's Cardi B.
Yeah.
And you know that thing with them and with Cardi B and Nicki Minaj, that alleged thing, like a beat that's not really a beat, but yeah, everybody perpetuates it, so they follow through.
That was the most annoying shit ever. Like, they really tried to make them beef, and
yeah,
they had no problems.
They're gonna do that with women in hip hop. Like, that's how that goes.
It's the fans, though.
Yeah.
Nicki has the worst fans ever.
Yeah.
The worst. And this has been the longest week of my fucking life because I cannot get away from these fucking barbs.
No.
They're all over the place.
Yo,
listen. Twitter need to get rid of them.
Let me explain something to you people. Stans are the worst human beings on this planet.
Mm-hmm.
They're really up there. Like, I would say ISIS, the Klan, Trump, Nicki Minaj stands.
Yeah.
Like, right there.
That's pretty accurate.
Yeah.
That's pretty accurate.
Like, you guys defy logic. I really want to bring one on the show. I don't know.
They be hiding.
I mean, yeah, they're like.
Because I never met a stan before.
They don't come out in the
at
sun.
Least I don't know.
They don't mingle with normal human beings. They had to live in a cave somewhere. But I want to bring one on the show. I want to just talk to one and understand how they think, because how can you objectively look at how she's behaved and her music over the past couple years
and defend it.
And defend it.
Wholeheartedly.
Sincerely defend that.
Like if you love somebody so much, why can't you critique them? That's my thing.
Mm-hmm.
And we've seen it, like, people who actually fuck with Nicki, like, one person who actually, critique Nicki's sound, and she just blasted off on her. Like, yo, Nicki, you're 35. Maybe you should start making grown folks music. And she took off on that bitch.
Yeah. So, we're going to get into this Nicki Minaj Safari thing. It's a lot, folks.
It is a lot.
Let's start with... I guess this kind of started with Nicki Minaj had an interview with Funk Flex. Did you watch that?
I saw some of it.
Mm-hmm.
They're both, there's really like two people that I hate, so I wouldn't, I don't volunteer to watch that. But I did see some of it on Twitter.
Yeah, I saw a couple clips.
They used to have beef, well, for whatever reason.
Of course.
But they patched it up because Funk Flex is a weird nigga.
Yeah, because, you know, Hot 97 of her wasn't cool for a while after. They like Peter Rosenberg said some things about Starships at one Summer Jam. I think it was like a year or two or three ago.
They had to be like at least two or three.
Yeah, like 2 or 3 years ago, Peter Rosenberg said some things about Starships. And, you know, ever since then, it was like it was Hot bad. 97 versus Nicki Minaj.
Yeah, I guess bad blood.
They patched it up. So, all right. Nicki Minaj is doing the interview. And she starts... They start asking the questions about Safari. She starts answering the questions like a normal basic 35-year-old adult woman.
Should.
And then, I don't know if in the back of her brain it was like a little bird that was chirping to her. That was saying, be yourself. Let the bird out.
Roman. Roman.
Nicki Lewinsky. Like, I don't know what happened to her, but she just decided to let the bird out and just start going in on this nigga Safari.
Yeah.
For no reason.
It kind of, I don't.
You know what she said about this nigga?
What was she really saying? I know I saw the thing about that. Well, I saw most of the tweets.
She said his hairline was fucked up.
Yeah.
And that he had to pay for it, saying she was
begging. For it,
saying that he was begging her and Meek to
Something about the
to get a dick pic back from them,
like to leak it, or he wanted them to leak it, or
not
something?
To leak it, to get one back. Like somebody had tried to leak his dick pic, and he wanted
it back.
Nicki Minaj to get it back from. I don't know what type of stain she has.
Yeah, that
to get back a dick pic that you let her ride. I mean, when all right, listen, let's be real. When you're a celebrity and dick pics leak and cooch pics leak, it's your fault.
You gotta take that.
Your fault. You put them out there.
Yeah.
What are you doing? You're not moving smart.
No.
But either way, saying that he was paying, she was stole money from him, like stole a credit card from her.
Yeah, yeah, that was
to
weird.
To buy prostitutes.
Yeah, that was weird.
Questions.
Didn't know how I felt about that.
What type of hookers you getting with a credit card?
Backpage, I guess. Can you pay for hookers on Backpage? Well, Backpage is no more, but
I don't know. Who's running around with that Square Reader thing?
I don't know what he was doing. And just put it in their box.
Yeah, well, like in their iPhone 4s.
Yeah, I don't know.
Because you know hoes don't have nothing past the 6.
Yeah, no, no, no.
So they just walking around with the fucking Square Reader?
Walking around with a 5C.
With a 5C? It is green. No. A green, pink, or purple 5C with the Square Reader. So that started, and then I guess she said, the bird in her head after that interview said, follow it up on Twitter. She wanted to then reiterate and double down what she said on Twitter. And I have a couple of these tweets, and I will read them for you, the viewer, for the listener. At Nicki Minaj, and I quote, you stole my card and told me you thought it was an account with free money that I didn't know about. On God, God will strike you down and more for lying. Ha! Stop saying you packed and left. On Jesus, you came to my house crying, begging to go with me to Europe to the EMAs. I said no, dummy.
I need her to leave my Lord and Savior out of this.
I would like that as well. I should have never paid for that goddamn hairline. It fell out because God don't like ugly. You use me, but God had other plans.
Oh, man. I don't... There's something wrong with it, bro.
Another... Now, this is Safari.
I never even saw his tweets.
Now, here's what he said. Remember the night you cut me and I almost died? The police and ambulance had to take me out the crib on a stretcher and I had to lie and tell them I was trying to kill myself so they wouldn't take you to jail. When things like that start happening more than once, it's time to dip. Let's break that down.
Can you read that again?
Oh, yeah. Can we
rewind that like...
At I Am Safari, all caps.
Read it in a Jamaican accent. A fake Jamaican accent.
Remember the time? Remember the night Wadguan you cut me and I almost died? The police and ambulance had to take me out the crib and don't you know? And stretch her on. And I had to lie and go and tell them I tried to kill myself. So they won't take you to the prison house. Things go down like that more than once. It's time to go on that rebound, don't you know? Shut up!
Oh my god. First of all, that whole tweet sounded like a fucking lie. So there's that. I highly doubt that happened.
I believe that 1,000%.
Please elaborate. Why you believe
You don't that. Think Nicki Minaj is crazy enough to cut a nigga?
I don't think she tried to do that.
Absolutely, I believe she tried to do that.
I don't know.
100%. Yo, this is the same girl that wrote Stupid Hoe.
She's a stupid hoe. Yeah.
Whoop. She was saying that as she was cutting this nigga. I will cut Safari and I cut the nigga.
She did rhyme King Kong with King Kong and Ding Dong.
Ding Dong. Laura Bancroft.
And that was her best song.
You don't think that's capable of assault with a deadly weapon?
Laura Bancroft.
Because I think so.
What does that even mean?
You don't think? I think that's very capable of assault with a deadly weapon.
Oh my gosh. Niggas try to say she's top 5.
She definitely, that's definitely attempted murder raps right there.
I don't know. And then he claims that he told the police that he tried to kill himself. It just sounds too far-fetched to me. Like, I just don't believe it. I
absolutely 1,000%.
I feel like we would have heard about 1 that.
1,000,000,000%.
I feel like we would have heard mm-hmm. about Safari attempted to kill himself.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I've never heard of that.
No. You wouldn't believe how many things they could cover up, man.
That's true.
Yeah. Number one. Number, okay. So, see, he gets cut by Nicki Minaj. The cops come. Mm-hmm. He says, no, I tried to kill myself. And then the gem of the tweet is, mm-hmm. when it happens more than once. It happened more than once.
Yeah, that doesn't make
Nicki Minaj assaulted this nigga multiple times with a weapon.
And he stuck around for the money. Because it's a real one.
Oh, yeah.
That's literally the only reason.
You gotta stay with a... Yeah, of course.
She was fucking rich.
You definitely can take... Filthy rich. I'll definitely take a couple knives.
Yeah. Yeah, you can poke me.
Yeah, you can poke me up.
As long as it's not life threatening.
Is that cash or a check, though, man?
I do take Cash App and Venmo.
But then I want to go back to the nigga buying hookers with a credit card.
I mean...
That he thought... He said he thought it was free money.
But how are you dating Nicki Minaj and you're buying hookers? I mean, that's... That... First of all, I wouldn't fuck her. I would not do it because she just looks ridiculous to me. But that's his woman, so why are you... Who does that?
Yeah.
Who's out here buying hookers? That's dirty, first of all. That's some dirty nigga shit. But we don't even know if that's true or not. Well, at the end of the day, I mean, also, I don't know if she would have a reason to lie about that. He looked like
he... Safari looks like he pays for pussy.
He probably do. A lot of them niggas be paying for pussy.
But no homo. No homo. And I mean this in the most non-homosexual way possible, but shout out to the LGBTQ community. He's too well endowed to be paying for pussy. Because you saw it. You saw it.
Shouldn't have to.
You saw the pictures, right?
Yeah.
Be real.
Yeah.
All right. He's a big boy. Right? That shouldn't have to pay for pussy.
Hey, man.
Because if that, if you got that and you're paying for pussy, you are hustling backwards.
The fuck backwards.
That's the definition of hustling backwards right there.
But he's such a cornball. Like, he's like the corniest nigga ever.
What levels of corny do you have to ascend to? That your motherfucking...
descend or ascend? Are you going up? Are you going up or down?
That your motherfucking... Fanta bottle sized dick can't get no girls to fuck it
for free.
For free, yeah, I don't know. You gotta pay American money,
U.S. currency,
and then risk your credit at that
because you're paying with a credit card.
You're risking your girl's credit.
Yeah, I thought it was free money, nigga.
money fell out the sky, baby.
I ain't no nigga.
You nigga, but now I think it'd be free money, right? I thought it was the hooker account.
Shit, nigga. I thought it was a loan, nigga. Shit.
Nigga, I thought it was an appreciating IRA.
Nigga, I thought it was a rush card, nigga.
A rush card. A rush card from fucking from Box.
Fucking, from fucking Rev. No, from fucking Russell Simmons, right? Yeah, that was his shit. Fucking Russell Simmons.
Man, God, he's a scumbag.
That's
too.
A dirty motherfucker right there.
A lot of dirty.
What was he doing? Making models like what was like making them bend over and shit and like mm-hmm. fucking in the ass or whatever he's doing.
And another reason mm-hmm. I believe that she did that. You know, it's because she be doing a lot of drugs nowadays, bro.
Yeah, she's definitely on pills.
Yeah, she's on pills.
Like she can't even do an interview.
She's on a lot of pills.
She can't even do an interview without having a straight face or changing her voice.
Yeah.
There's something wrong with her.
She's on multiple pills.
Unless she has just multiple personalities. So, and she needs to be on multiple
pills. Let's look at the evidence. Multiple pills taker. History of a dick. Not, like, she's been taking pills, right? Mm-hmm. She wrote Stupid Hoe. Mm-hmm. That means violence to me.
it's definitely a...
That's capable of stabbing someone.
Yeah. But I don't know. There's something fucking wrong. I just can't put my finger on. I need more evidence that she's on drugs.
That's more evidence? Yeah. Just look at her Twitter.
I believe it. Yeah, her Twitter is wild. So like she's having like a meltdown or something. I don't think she has any confidence anymore. Like she doesn't believe. I don't think she believes in herself.
I mean,
like she has to prove every time she does something, she has to like try to validate herself.
I think she has a low.
She doesn't let anything...
Self-esteem as far as her raps go.
I think she has low self-esteem as far as her career is going.
Yeah.
Because it's like she has to validate everything.
Yeah.
And it's kind of weird. She doesn't let anything speak for itself. Like, she puts out a verse. She puts out a verse. She puts the whole verse in an Instagram caption.
Yeah, she tries to be a superstar, but she, like... She doesn't act like a superstar.
No, not at all.
She acts like a regular-ass nigga. Like, she replies to regular people.
Regular people. On the regular.
On the regular.
I don't know.
Like, I don't know, a million billionaire? What are you
doing? Well, there's a difference. Yeah, there's a difference between
some
being...
Some nigga that don't got a bed frame.
There's a difference between... being in touch with your fans and
like, just, nigga, my mattress is on the floor. Why are you talking to me? The fuck is wrong with you? I survive on McChickens and ramen. And you're clapping back at me? You're blooping me?
Clapping back hard too.
Yeah.
I don't know. She definitely, like, if you just see the way she's been tweeting recently, I don't know. Or not even recently. She always kind of tweeted like this, but I think there's some. Unless she's trying to promote her album. Is this like a way to promote? Is this it? Is this her scheme?
Because
there's no way.
It's so obvious, bro. You saw those projected
things. She's doing this herself, though. There's no way her PR team is like, yo, you got to get on Twitter more.
No.
There's no way.
No sensible person.
Who is your publicist? Who is your manager?
No sensible person on her team was like, Nikki, this is what you do.
Yeah, see?
Make fun of Safari. That'll like, bring them in all the time.
That'll get them.
Like,
I don't know. It seems like she's trying to paver, like she's trying to get her way on Love and Hip Hop.
Mm-hmm. And then, on top of that, All right, you do all this fuck shit. You have this history of fucked up behavior, but you have this group of people that no matter what you do,
she could light a puppy on fire.
They are going to do it. And then we like, that little bastard puppy deserved it.
He probably had it coming.
And then like, that puppy deserved it. I wish I was there so I could have killed it sooner so the queen wouldn't have to sully her hands.
Yes, queen.
Bye, queen. Stream everything now.
Oh, my God. Yo, you know I seen one thing with, it was with some barbs, and they were talking about how, I think Chun-Li just came out.
Yeah.
And they were talking about how, don't forget to stream Chun-Li while you go to sleep tonight.
Yeah. I was like, yes. They'll be like, yo, go like stream Chun-Li so you can, while you go to sleep tonight. So the numbers will go up.
It was like a team of people, and they were like, I set my alarm. I'm like, what the fuck?
I just want to shake these stairs. Like, she don't know you, bitch. She don't care about you.
I don't know.
Like, she don't.
She don't
know you, my nigga. She no.
I don't get it, bro. This shit is so fucking weird.
Like,
it's so weird.
No matter what she does,
yeah,
they will defend it. Her stands, her fans are going to defend it to the ends of the earth.
Like, I tweeted, how is Nicki Minaj going to say anything about, how's she going to body shame Safari when everything about her is fake?
Yes. Right? And then, hold on, wait.
Then people were like, but she bought everything for herself and she also purchased his hairline, I said to this one girl, I was like, okay, bet. She's still fake, though. Everything about her is still fake. 90% of her body. But who's the real dummy? Because she's paid $10,000 for a hairline.
Mm-hmm.
Who's the real dummy here? Who's the loser?
Oh, and again.
That shit makes no sense.
Bro, she's 35. She's acting like a fucking.
She acts like a 20-year-old.
A 20-year-old. Not even a regular mature 20-year-old. A 20-year-old bird.
Yeah.
Like, a bird that, if I was in my sophomore year of college, I was like, yo, what the fuck? Like, yeah. I wouldn't invite you to the kickback.
Hell no, you can't come to the dorm.
You can't come to the room.
You're not invited. All you do is drink all the Pinnacle.
All you do is go to the frat parties and then act like, and try to clean up afterwards, like, and act like you wifey material.
Oh, man. Remember
them bitches? Remember them bitches that would be like fake clean up cups and shit?
I'm different.
Look how I stay the clean. I help out. Shut the fuck up, bitch. Go on somewhere. Take the shuttle. Get the fuck out of my house.
Take the shuttle and get the fuck out. We'll clean it.
Yeah, we'll clean it. I'd rather get on my hands and knees than scrub. Damn, your bird ass perched in my domicile.
I'm talking about some twinkle twinkle.
Yeah.
Twinkle twinkle twinkle.
Why don't tweet your motherfucking bird ass the fuck on out of here? Hey, man. Oh, so, but I was about to say, And another thing, she exposed this nigga hairline for no reason.
Oh, Tyga, right?
Tyga, Safari. She put, like, let's say, like, I'm going to go back. In regards to Safari, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
She put all his insecurities out, man.
Mm-hmm.
Like, viciously, like, put a picture of his hairline out.
Yeah, like the picture of him in the doctor's
office. The picture of him in the
doctor. With the line on his head.
Which is, like, objectively. Hysterical.
It was funny.
Probably going to be the cover of this podcast. But ethically.
And morally.
And morally, very wrong. That's probably like his biggest insecurity.
For sure.
And you put that out there for the nation to see. For something he didn't even say nothing to you. Just because you were brought up in an interview and you had some shit to say on your mind.
Because I think, you know, he was basically defending himself, right? Like, after, when it's all said and done.
Because
she had mentioned him first, right?
All he would say was...
Like, he didn't start any of this, I don't think.
At all. Whenever he got interviewed or something, he would always say, yo, Nikki wrote her own stuff. I never wrote stuff for her. She can handle stuff. Like, he said, at most he would say... I would help, and I want to be compensated for the help I had.
I know at one point he did say he wrote something, though. Or he did say. Like he tried to say, yeah. But I don't think he was claiming that as of late. But I know at one point he did try to say, like, yo, I wrote such and such, such and such.
Well, even if that's the case, most of the time when I heard him, he was saying, yo, I didn't write for her. Oh, she handled her own shit. Like, yeah, my role was small at best. Okay. You know? But she just put all his, like, insecurities out there, violated him super OD, and then everybody, all her stands are just eating it up. Yeah, drag him, do this, yeah, da-da-da-da. And I'm looking at this behavior from all these women, and they wonder, like, they wonder why niggas won't open up to them.
Because niggas will shoot.
You think I want to get Safari?
They will shoot that shit down.
Bruh. Imagine opening up to a woman that you love, and then when things go sour, she starts just blasting your shit with receipts and pictures.
Or she's just tweeting about it, and you just on Twitter one day minding your business, and she's just talking about how you got an Indian instead of an Audi, and you're like, yo, come on, son.
Yo, son.
Come on, son.
Yo,
like,
yo.
Come on, son. Why you talking about my Audi, gun? Like, why you talking about my
Audi?
Big belly button having ass, nigga. Why you talking about
bottle cap belly button having ass, nigga?
Like, yo, nobody wants that.
Yo. Yo, she settled, yo, like, I just, like, that type of behavior, like, that's why niggas don't do it. That's why niggas don't get vulnerable. That's why niggas don't open up, because when shit goes bad, I see my shit is all out on Front Street just because you're mad.
I don't know. It's a shame. Because women are reckless.
They're out there to hurt your feelings. They can be vindictive creatures, man.
They're out there to hurt your feelings, man.
Yeah, when they want to hurt you, they're gonna hurt you.
They're gonna hurt you in the worst way.
They're gonna do something to you bad, man.
Oh, yeah. And they try to say, like, oh, women are just stronger than men, because y'all fucking crazy.
Y'all are
be swinging for the fences. Niggas be throwing jabs.
Yeah,
y'all be throwing fucking haymakers.
Jabs. Jab. Nigga
will be sparring. Like,
nigga will pluck you on the ear. And a chick will grab a motherfucking machete
and cut off his ding dong.
Slice you from ball sack to the bottom of your chin. Just right up the middle, nigga.
And tell you to man the fuck up.
Yeah. And then won't say sorry. They'll be like, are you still mad? That's the best you'll get. You not still mad, are you? For real? Really?
For real? I don't know. Something wrong with him, bro.
Yo. What else we got? I
don't know.
That whole situation is just, like, she's
messy.
She's wild. I honestly think Nicki Minaj might need some help. Because she's doing a lot.
Yeah.
And she's been doing a lot, and for a minute, it hasn't stopped. She needs to speak to somebody.
Yeah, she not done.
No, I mean, do they ever?
Nah. She's, well, this is her pub, this is like the publicity that she's getting, so I mean, I guess she feels like it's helping, you know, her album, so yeah. She don't care.
Yeah, the ends will always justify the means, no matter how much fuck shit you do. Yeah. As long as the motherfucking albums is pushing. Yeah.
Baby. Tell you what, she ain't breaking no records, though, because that's what all these niggas think was about to happen, but she's not breaking a fucking thing.
Nope.
That is not happening.
Man. What else we got? Speaking there? Of beef. Jeremiah and Teyana Taylor.
Funniest shit ever.
Can you explain what's going on for the people?
Basically, this was news to a lot of people. A lot of people didn't know that Jeremiah and Teyana Taylor were actually on tour together.
Okay.
A lot of people were under the assumption that Teyana Taylor was on tour by herself. But she was on tour with Jeremiah. It was called the Late Night Tour. And apparently things along the tour were getting rocky. Like, she was getting mistreated. She felt like certain things were going on with her sets. They were either getting cut. There was something wrong with the lighting. I know. The tour kind of just started. They were only about 4 or 5 shows in.
Mm-hmm.
And if that. And I know there was one person who pointed out the fact that there was a Snapchat filter and her name wasn't on it. Just, like, little petty shit.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, apparently Jeremiah was just really petty, right? So
apparently, like, he's lazy and shit like that.
Exactly. And he just thinks he's, like, a big superstar or whatever. Yeah. So, you know, she was kind of fed up with that shit. And she was like, yo, I'm done. Like, I'm off the tour. She was going to cancel her whole leg of the, like, everything. She was going to cancel just her part. Like, yeah. She was going to be done. And then she was going to, and then they were going to offer refunds to the people who bought tickets just to see her, which was a lot of people. Because, like, she was clearing out rooms when her set was done, like, people were leaving.
Yeah, she said, like, when she would do her set,
yeah, people were leaving.
80% of the room would leave.
They were leaving. And we're going to flash back real quick. This was happening also with Party Next Door.
Yes.
This was happening with Party Next Door, too.
They were on tour together. Issue.
And, you know, Party Next Door would go first, and he would fucking clear out the room when he was done. And then, which led to, you know, petty shit happening, his sets getting cut short, just little shit like that, and they were just not getting along. Now, fast forward to Teyana Taylor, you know, we're getting the same similar story from, you know, from her that we heard from Party Next Door. So, today, they announced that Jeremiah has actually been, you know, removed from the tour.
The nigga got removed.
It's his
from
tour.
His own tour.
They removed him from the tour, and they renamed it to keep that same energy. Aisle 7 or whatever the fuck tour. It's a terrible name, by the way. It's a horrible name for a tour. But it's her tour now, and they're gonna continue on the same dates that they were going, because I believe that they figured, you know, that they found out that, yo, these people weren't coming to see Jeremiah. They were coming to see Teyana Taylor.
Yeah, right.
Because Teyana Taylor is the one with the new fucking album, which is why I didn't realize it was Jeremiah's tour. None of this even made sense at all. But I guess they finally realized that Teyana Taylor can tour by herself, which she can. I don't know why they doubted her in the first place. But it just goes to show that a lot of these niggas in the industry are fucking weird. Even a nigga like Jeremiah, who's just
super talented.
Very talented.
Also,
I'm not taking
anything. Can't wait
away
for your collab with Ty Dolla $ign.
Yeah.
Because that shit is going to be.
Yeah, if he doesn't ruin that shit.
Baby making music.
If he doesn't ruin that, because him and Party Next Door were supposed to have a collab. They were supposed to do something together. Yeah. That's why they were on tour together. They're supposed to have an album together, but now that shit's not happening. So, it just seems like he's just one of the bad apples. Like, you know, you always hear about celebrities who are like assholes and shit.
Yeah.
And that he's like the real deal, though. I don't know. He's not good enough to be saying all that, though.
No.
He's not. You're just not. Jeremiah? Nah. I was going to say, Jeremiah might be the Dez Bryant of R&B. You ain't good enough to have this energy, nigga.
You ain't good enough to have this opinion of yourself.
You're not. You just,
like, you look at yourself and you go,
huh.
Right? And then everything everybody else is just blowing past you and they don't.
Yeah, I don't. Actually, no, maybe that's a slight to him, because I believe Dez Bryant fucking sucks. So, and Jeremiah doesn't suck. But maybe they have the same energy, it seems. But at the end of the day, Teyana Taylor is going on to do this tour by herself. And then also, after she had said that she was leaving the tour, Jeremiah posted a video of Lil Duval singing the song, "I'm living my best life, I ain't going back." And then the hashtag on the picture was, well, what Jeremiah put was, you know, the abbreviation for her album, which is Keep That Same Energy, so KTSE or whatever that is.
Right.
And she was talking crazy in the comments, like, yo, no, you better keep that same energy. Called him princess and shit. And even Iman Shumpert got in it. He was like, if this is a threat, send that shit my way. So Jeremiah really about to get fucked up out here. And he definitely just fucked up his own money. So
yeah.
I don't know. He's ruining his own reputation. So
I mean, nobody really knew what his reputation was to begin with.
Well, people knew about the Party Next Door thing, but I think people kind of underestimate or undermined it because it was like, oh, maybe niggas just don't get along. You know, sometimes some people just don't get along.
Right.
So everybody thought it was that kind of situation. But now that it happened again,
now it's like we know you're the problem.
It happened again with a completely different artist, and this time it's a woman. Yeah, you're the problem, my nigga. Like. And she's just going to continue the tour, too. And it's probably going to do amazing. It's probably going to do better now. So, I don't know. It's pretty funny to see how niggas act like that. Mm. But celebrities are weird anyway, so.
Very weird. Niggas are weird. Niggas continue to be weird. Speaking of weird, the McClaremont twins. Claremont. Shanity?
I don't know.
Shanity.
Tweedledee and Tweedledum ass.
Dingus.
We meant to talk about them before, but the one, who is it? Shannon?
Shannity?
Or Sharon?
Shanad. It's like Shannity or Shanad or something.
Okay. Well, one of them got busted. Did you hear the story? Did you know what happened?
No.
She allegedly, this is all alleged. It's probably facts, though.
Oh, no. I have it pulled up right here.
Yeah, she was using the credit card of a dead man.
Not just any dead man.
Yeah.
A dead man that she was going to, a potential client, I will say. Client. Michael, when you hear client, mm-hmm. Whatever do you mean by that? Mm-hmm. Do you mean she was helping with his taxes? No.
Wrong.
Do you think he was giving her financial advice? No.
Wrong.
It was a potential client to fuck.
Yeah, she was definitely selling that pussy.
Like, she was doing an escort. Like, she was about to let him beat. Nigga died. And started scamming with his dead man's credit card.
That's really fucked up. I don't think she realized how much of a crime that was, though.
Yeah.
I don't think she really understood it. Like,
hell no, she don't understand that.
She didn't get it. And now she's facing, actually, 42 years for this crime. So,
really?
Yeah.
I thought it was... Damn. That's
42 years. She can go to jail for 42 years. For this. Like, and it, what was did it show the bill? How much she totaled up on that? Was it like $20,000? I think so.
I think
she
like
maxed
that.
Out $20,000 on this dude's car, and the motherfucker was dead.
But then like, say, "Hey, 911. Hey, front desk. Help. Hey, no, let me just take this nigga's wallet
and fucking head for the hills.
Yeah,
that's robbery. Like." I don't know.
It's so many things wrong with
and
that.
And she was doing like she was doing Instagram too, like just posting regular
of
shit.
Of course she was, because she's a fucking dummy.
Bird talk.
Aha!
Listen, man. I wouldn't do well in jail. I just wouldn't. I'm small. I'm cute.
Right.
It's not good.
Nigga, I'm thick with big lips. Motherfucking cell block D will try to run a train on me.
Chugga.
Nigga, I'm literally a BBW to these niggas.
Oh man.
Like, I have all the tools.
Like y'all seen the new thick joint?
Nigga,
for real,
I'm stacked. I'm a brick house, my nigga. I'm thick as fuck to these niggas.
Thick as fuck. You walk in there like, damn, thick
nigga, I walk in
there. Oatmeal.
Woo! Nigga, I get catcalled in that bitch.
You walk in there just closing your shirt like, oh my God.
So you can't have friends though, Miss Lady? Hey, yo, what's that name? Michael?
Hey, yo, orange jumpsuit.
Jumpsuit with the ooh.
With the ooh wop, shoo-wop. Nah, it's just not.
Take that t-shirt off. We about to go to showers. Yeah, like, nah,
it's not
going to
end well, bro.
It's never going to end well.
Yeah, I just make the best possible decisions for myself to stay out of legal trouble. Because me and jail wouldn't mix. Okay? I'm not fighting anybody in there. I'm not killing anybody. It's just not worth it. I don't understand. I don't get how people can put themselves in those type of situations.
Mm-hmm.
Like, to go to jail for, like, a long time. Like, maybe if you do, like, something petty.
It depends on the crime.
If you maybe if you fight somebody, if you fight somebody, you get an assault charge. Okay, cool. Oh, all right, I get that. But if you're out here like fucking laundering money or something like that, if you're doing like credit card scams and shit that can put you in jail for like mad long, couldn't be me. Couldn't be me. Like just fucking armed robbery, nigga.
Just put me, put me out the pasture.
Yeah, yeah. Just kill me, nigga. If the judge look at me, if I'm in a courtroom and the judge looks at me and he's like, "Yo, guilty of all charges," I sentenced you to fucking 75 years. I'll be like, nigga, I'll be like, "Yo, just put me in a chair, dog."
Like, I'll do you one better. Yeah. Hang myself.
I'm done. I just couldn't do it,
nigga. I'll be hanging from a sheet so fast in that prison cell. Yeah. Hell no.
Nah, jail ain't the wave.
It's never. It's not.
I've seen life.
Never been the wave. Never gonna be the wave.
But a lot of these niggas like going to jail, bro. They say niggas that go to jail go back like they missing something, or like they forgot something. Niggas be getting their prison booze. That's what it is. Speaking of prison, I think Kodak's getting out in 3 days now.
He is. Shout out to him. Hopefully you can stay out.
He got some bad crimes though.
Everybody's bad, bad
crimes. Like I'm about to say, all crimes are bad, but I mean he got like kidnapping. Yeah, that's like, what are you doing? Yeah. How do you even pick up a kidnapping charge?
Nigga, that's some shit. He got them taking charges.
Yeah, like nigga, you are famous. Who are you kidnapping? That shit don't make no sense. And then also, speaking of jail, TK, this nigga is getting charged with a felony for having a phone in his cell.
What are you doing?
We won't be seeing little TK.
I mean, we was never going to see him
probably curtains for him anyway. At all? It was probably curtains for him anyway, but now it's like super curtains. Like,
some niggas is uber curtains for that nigga. That nigga is
uber
curtains. Out of here.
Yeah, he's done.
Yeah, man.
I was rooting for him too. Like, I was hoping, like, that the shit that was coming out about him wasn't true. But they said they had proof in another case, in one case, that he was the actual shooter. So, man, kids just be throwing their lives away, bro, just for a little bit of clout.
It's a little bit.
Just to say they did it.
A little bit that's not gonna last ever.
Just to say they did it. Like, niggas only do it just so they can rap about it. Yeah. It ain't worth it, my guy. It's not. It's really not worth it.
Not just rap about it, just so they can rap bad about it.
Yeah.
Like, you're not even a rapper, my nigga.
You're not even really a rapper.
Like, nigga, you want to be an accountant. Nigga, fuck, what are you doing?
Oh, man.
Time is shaping up.
I be feeling bad for these niggas. I'll be feeling bad, but at the same time, I don't. You can't feel bad for niggas, for people who make just silly, just dumb decisions. There's only so much I can do for you. You can't help somebody who doesn't want to help themselves. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So that's why you gotta.
Speaking of people,
do better.
Who don't want to help themselves? I think we got our last little top for the day. Insecure is back,
man.
So I'm gonna tell y'all right now.
There's one thing I got from this season.
Hold on. I'm gonna tell y'all right now. We were originally slated to have, we want to do this thing where we have guests, lady friend guests that come on each week. And that's what we're planning each week after every episode. Mm-hmm. We're going to do a bonus series. Basically, us just recapping episodes of Insecure with our lady friends, various lady friends. And it should be good times.
Yeah.
So that's what we have planned. But we didn't have a lady friend to come through this week. The one we wanted was busy. Shout out to you. It's a mess.
It is.
That's all I got to say about the show. Like, everything is messy. Like, I like it. If you haven't watched the show yet, if you're not caught up, this is a spoiler alert.
Just a little bit. I'm gonna try not to spoil it though.
Yeah,
I'm not gonna say too much about it.
Nothing really big happened.
I mean, it's basically a continuation of last season. Right. If you watched last season, then you should know what's going on. But as far as what we're about to talk about, but basically, all I got from what's going on right now, Issa is getting dumber.
Yeah, I think Yeah, and it's so
she's very frustrating. It's a very frustrating character to deal with, and she makes dumb faces. I don't like that. I don't know. I mean, she's trying to figure it out, but I don't know what the fuck. I don't understand her character really at the moment.
This is my issue with Issa. She has an issue with what Daniel was doing in his home.
In his own house.
In his own house. Not only in his own house. In his own house that he allows you to stay in.
Yep.
Out of the kindness of his heart. Do you know what she said to that nigga?
What? Which part?
She told Daniel that he was an itch that she needed to scratch.
Itch that she needs,
That was all. That's disrespectful. She was to him.
Yeah, you're just an itch I needed to scratch.
Terrible.
That's pretty ignorant.
And then but now is on his couch. Mwah!
Yeah.
The poetic justice.
Yeah. It's pretty great.
I take great joy in watching Issa fail. And watch her life turn to shambles.
Turn to shit.
A lot of you people, I can't wait for that to happen to you too. Because you deserve it. And she is a horrible human being for like a while.
Yeah. I mean, she is just a piece of shit. I mean, think about it, nigga. She cheated on Lawrence. With this nigga. Imagine, what would Lawrence say?
She cheated on Lawrence for being a bum, but then became a bum.
What would Lawrence say if he knew?
They talked on the show. Did he talk on the show?
No, he doesn't. They didn't. He doesn't know he's there or she's there. Remember, I believe that's how the season ended with her knocking on Daniel's door.
Mm.
So I don't know. I mean, he's gone anyway. Like his character.
Yeah,
but like, I don't know. I don't know what Issa's end goal is here. Like, she chose to stay with this nigga. And then she got a problem with the way he acts in his own house. Because she could have, like you said in the episode, you could have stayed anywhere.
Anywhere.
But you're here with me. And now you're going to have to live by
and
my
And then her excuses,
you were closer to work.
You're close to work. Oh, bitch.
Yeah.
Come on, bro.
And then he's like, okay. Tries to kiss her. She's like, oh, I don't know what you think this is. Like, all right, nigga.
Bitch, you don't want help.
Yeah. Nah, I don't.
You don't want to help yourself, bitch. Nah. And that's why I'm like looking at you, a cheater like yourself.
Very frustrating character.
Cheater like her, I mean.
Very frustrating character. And then you got Molly, who's getting dicked down by a married man and doesn't know what she wants.
At all.
So, that's another. I don't know. These are two very confusing women. And I don't know. I don't know what else we can expect from them.
I don't know.
I think the season's gonna be good, pretty good.
Yeah, you know, it should be good. I'm excited
to
see what's in store because I like the chaos that it brings to the timeline, man. I like the banter and discussion.
Yeah,
and the
it does lighten the timeline.
Pettiness.
You get to see all the birds come out.
Yeah,
it's a bird call.
Yeah,
they come out the woodworks.
Yeah, it's. It's quite a sight to see. Well, do you have anything else?
I think I'm good.
Let's see.
I think I'm good for tonight.
R.P. Aretha.
Man, Aretha Franklin really died, bro. You gotta hold on to her legends, man. Who we got left? Stevie? Stevie Wonder? Who else left?
Stevie Wonder.
Bill Withers is still out there. There's only a couple left, man. You gotta hold on tight.
Yeah, you gotta hold on. Mm-hmm. Gotta appreciate the legends while they're here.
Yep.
You gotta give people their flowers while they can smell them.
Yep.
You just gotta show love while they can receive it.
Exactly.
So we shall see. I don't have anything else, LZ.
I'm good.
Well, let's do a couple things, a couple announcements. Shout out to the sponsor, Namin. Garden App
Clothing. I'm like,
Niggas had a brain fart right there.
Nice little brain poop.
Yeah, nice little poot of the brain. shout out to Shelby Gardnap Clothing at Gardnap Clothing on Instagram. Mm. Shout out to the
soon to be sponsor, Jack Daniels.
Yes, yes.
One day, we gonna get it. And y'all niggas gonna thank us.
At all.
Oh, also, definitely gonna have some merch coming soon. Very soon. So be on the lookout for that. I think we're gonna. I think I want to do a giveaway for it.
Really?
Yeah, I think so.
Hmm.
I think I want to give away some money too.
All right then.
Yeah.
All right then. Ballalicious.
Been feeling generous lately.
Clearly.
So. I think I want to. I think I want to. I mean, I gotta appreciate the people. Like what like you said, gotta give people their flowers. Like I can still smell them.
Yeah. But not a bouquet, nigga. Calm down.
Not a lot. Hold on. Wait a minute.
Oh, and then also, we got theme music, you bitch-ass niggas.
Yeah, we do.
We have theme music now.
Yes.
We still have to polish it up a little bit to our liking.
Yep.
But we have theme music, you guys. We're
rolling right along here. Moving right along.
We're moving right in. Real nice.
Yeah. I mean, can't nobody tell us shit.
At all. Not even a little bit. Like, not even a little fucking bit, bro.
Oh, man. I think I'm good, though.
We're just dragging on because I'm tired, bro.
I'm tired, too.
I'm tired.
I didn't even do shit today. I mean, I had work, but.
Yeah. I'm sorry if this last 10 minutes of this pod sounds real tired and sleepy. But, nigga, we're tired and sleepy, bitch. Hold these nuts.
It happens.
It happens, ho.
It happens.
So yeah, guys, we finally got some theme music rolling. We're making some slow but surely we're making upgrades to the studio situation.
Mm-hmm.
It's gonna be dope. I'm excited as usual. And if I'm excited, that means you know it's time to go.
Yeah.
Y'all
know where to find us.
Yeah, find us everywhere on our social media.
At this point, you can just Google Not That Serious, and the shit gonna pop up, nigga. At least it should, yeah.
Really?
I'm pretty sure.
If it does, then...
Or actually, you know what? Just Google Not That Serious podcast.
Ah, man.
And it should come up. Let me test it out.
Where are we? Are we up?
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow. We're official now, baby.
Yeah.
So that means you know you can find us on Google now.
Yep. Twitter.
All right.
Twitter. All of that is popping right
at
up.
At NTS Pod.
Oh,
Instagram.
Man.
At Not That Serious
Everybody
Pod.
Everybody suck my dick.
SoundCloud. Apple Podcasts.
It's everywhere, dog.
Google Play Music.
Come on, son.
That's where you will find us. That's where you will find the pod. Listen to old episodes of the pod.
Yeah. I mean, you can't do that on SoundCloud, but.
You don't got to be there on SoundCloud, you know?
Go find them.
Just be a part of the team.
Yeah, facts.
We fucks with niggas,
yeah,
you know?
Facts. You hear
us?
You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
Me, bro.
Yep, that's it.
Good. Been up another episode.
What that episode is it.
36.
The Brian Westbrook episode, nigga.
Yeah. Bird gang, nigga.
You already know what it is.
Super Bowl.
It's not that serious. Okay. Big Mike.
LZ.
And we out there, bitch. Yeah.
Have a good day.
Have a good day.
Yeah. I can't say have a good day?
No.
All right. I'm out of here, nigga.
Yeah, peace, bitches.